Welcome to Clarity on Real Assets, a podcast series of Kempen where we dive deeper into the investment category real assets. Floodings, wildfires, droughts, and record high temperatures. Climate change has had a huge impact on different communities around the world in the past few years. Today, we will discuss how extreme weather events have a significant impact on the valuation of real estate and how this evolves over time. My guests today are Lucas Vuurmans, Senior Quantitative Portfolio Manager, Real Estate at Van Lanschot Kempen, and Sergei Obolensky, Executive Sales Director at Munich Re, dialing in from Munich. Welcome both. My name is Annemij Poppe and I'm your host today. So Lucas, first over to you. Can you explain how extreme weather events actually affect real estate valuations?
Yeah, so it is clear that natural disasters already have a huge impact today. We've only seen it too often recently. But how many of us really take these kind of risks into account when they make investment decisions? We have an investment horizon of 40 or more years. So for us to understand these risks is really key. We strongly believe that these are misunderstood and mispriced by market participants.
Okay, so I understand that these risks are currently underestimated by investors. So how do you quantify these risks?
Yep, so we have a very data-driven bottom-up investment approach. For all buildings, we basically determine two things. One, its location quality, and second, the physical quality. And these two building blocks help us to assess the property valuation. So for us, understanding climate risks a bit better should help us to determine this this location quality.
And Sergei, can you perhaps briefly introduce Munich Re and also why you collect and why it is important to collect data on extreme weather events?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Anne. Yeah, so Munich Re Group is one of the leading reinsurers in the world. So last year, we had a gross written premium of about 50 billion euros. And most of this money was made on understanding climate and weather. We have 140 years of experience in protecting insurance companies from extreme weather events, among many other risks, of course. So it's in our own vital interest to understand climate in order to take funded decisions on this kind of risks. Climate is an inherent part, actually, of our successful business model. And you were asking, why do we collect the data or why do we produce it? Well, there are actually several reasons for a reinsurance company to work with this climate data. I think the first and most important is for the underwriting decision. So once you get to insure a risk, you need to understand it. And most of the risks are based on weather and climate. So that's why we always look onto this historical data and also try to model it looking into the future. A second very important point, of course, is our portfolio analysis for capital allocation. So insurance companies work in that way that we allocate a certain amount of capital to different amount of weather perils. A very important point, of course, is also the communication with our stakeholders. When, for example, a large hurricane hits the Caribbean or the North American coast, stakeholders look to us to understand how it will affect our business, but also how it might affect an affected area. And last point is that also our investment arm is looking into the effects of climate change into their assets. Very similar like Kempen is doing that nowadays.
Okay, thank you, Sergei. So I know also, Lucas, from the previous episode that you have a database of your own. I think I remember it has over 500,000 buildings, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And you use that to assess the quality of property. So can you maybe explain a bit more about this database?
Yeah, so the 500,000 objects, that's both the listed world and the non-listed world. At Kempen, we invest both in listed real estate companies, but also in private funds for our clients. And so this in our investment process, we have basically two building blocks. One is the company quality, and second is the portfolio quality and valuation. So I explained a little bit about the property valuation. And those two together help us to determine whether we buy or not a certain company.
And how does this database then compare to the Munich Re database? A question to you both.
Yeah, so for us, the reason we wanted to start working with Munich Re is their database has a global coverage. That's really important for us. The granularity is really, really good. They really work at the longitude-latitude level. And the quality as well, Sergei will explain a little bit about that. And also the last point for us is the comparability. So looking at different natural disasters, they are compared and they are basically, the risks are assessed on the same scale, which is super, super important for us. So Munich Re is really the ideal partner that we could have found.
Sergei, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, first of all, thanks for those kind words, Lukas. I just wanted to add that I think, of course, it's a big advantage that we cover risks on a global base, and that we, of course, in order to be able to perform our business, we need to go into a street level or coordinate level data, as Lukas had mentioned, but also that this data is based on our own risk models. So we constantly update our models to be, let's say, up to date, and use this also based on a platform which we've been developed now over decades. And very important is that we also add our own claims experience. I think, Lukas, we had mentioned that before, that it's not only the models, but also our own claims experience, being able to draw on hundreds of insurance companies' claims across the globe to agglomerate them and then, of course, to make the according models.
Okay, so I hear you say you have a partnership, and I also see that your two databases are complementary. But yeah, they often say it's really the people who make a partnership successful. So how did it work out for you two?
Yeah, so we were looking for climate knowledge. Munich Re obviously has a tremendous climate knowledge and expertise. On the other hand, we have financial and valuation knowledge. That's how we come to investment decisions. So this partnership was really in the middle of those two areas. It was really the common denominator.
And can you give any concrete examples of a result of your partnership, Sergei?
Yeah, you were mentioning the people factor. So I think it was, I remember the first discussion was more or less 1.5 years ago, where we were contacted first by email, then we had our first calls. And I think there was a good connection from the beginning, and also we as Munich Re saw an advantage to be able to, let's say, complement our climate data with this financial element, which Lukas was mentioning before. So I think it's a nice win-win situation where we also learn how financial institutions might want to use our data, and of course how we can improve help this sector to understand better the impact of physical climate risk.
And Lukas, I'm also curious to know how you sort of use this partnership and this database for your investment decisions. Could you give some concrete examples on that front?
Yes, so if we focus on the US, the US was particularly interesting for us because it's so big and there are so many different natural disasters in different areas. So we run the analysis there, and the figure I can mention is overall, so if we compare the valuation before and after including climate risk, the overall average impact in the US was -3.3% on office values.
Okay, so this is really about an entire segment in a specific region, in the building sector in America. Can you also indicate what the new and more sophisticated valuation model yields at the building level?
Yeah, so that's, of course, the strength of what we are trying to do. And there's indeed the law of dispersion there. So we have areas like, for example, the Northeast, where the impact is actually positive. The Northeast will become more attractive, according to us, in the future. But then you have other areas like the Sun Belt, where clearly The risks are very big, and there the valuation impact is negative double digit. Today we are seeing a huge migration from the coastal areas to the Sun Belt. We believe that's quite short-sighted. Just to give you a more precise examples, we selected two assets, one in Boston and one in Austin, Texas. And the one in Boston basically has a minus 2% negative impact on its value. And the Austin one is minus 7%.
Okay, so that's how you sort of compare investments to take into account these climate risks. Thank you. Thank you, Lucas. Sergei, can you give some concrete examples as well on your side?
Yes, I could, for example, take an example for a study we take for an investor in the Australian market. Concrete, it was in the Brisbane waterfront, where actually the investor already had some exposure to flood. But the key here is that it actually was going to increase even more over the years. And our key finding here was that actually the landlords didn't seem to realize this or were also being a bit short-sighted on this account. So I think the key message is here that even if you have a risk, it can even get worse.
Yeah, and that the long-term risk isn't really estimated correctly currently.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks, Sergei. So, Lucas, I'm also wondering what this means for the asset management sector as a whole. Eh? You say we were talking about how climate risk really impacts real estate valuations. Is it market practice that asset management firms use this and take this into account? Or what can you say about that?
Yes, I think what the market is starting to do is to look at these risks from a risk management point of view. So they run the analysis on their portfolio and they say, okay, well, the top or the bottom 10% could be at risk. What should we do with that? I think what we go one step further. We really integrate it in the valuation process. And I think that will be a key determinant for our investments going forward. But I do feel strongly that the sector is going our way. So these risks are becoming so important that you cannot just neglect them. So there's clearly a trend there and the market will come to us.
So the sector will follow. Sergei, do you have a view on this or anything to add from your point of view?
Well, yes, I mean, I think so too that, or I share Lucas' opinion that there's an ever-increasing demand on understanding the physical impact of climate change, which in the last years has been not been taking so much into account as it's being now. And one last point is that the science on climate change is still quite at its beginning. There's still quite a lot of unknown variables out there, and that this is a developing area to understand the effect of physical events, and that, you know, it remains to be certified. So one thing is clear, climate change is happening. The only thing is to see to what extent.
If I may add, this is also exactly why we wanted to go into this partnership with Munich Re, because for us as well, it's a continuous improvement. We, as time passes, we will try to understand this better, and we can also adjust our models with changes in this understanding.
So still a lot of uncertainty and a lot of work to be done. Lucas, one last question for you. What is your ambition when it comes to your real estate investment strategy?
Yes, so I explained quite in detail the data side of this and how we integrate this into our valuation process. I think the other side, which is certainly as important, if not more, is we also use this for engagements with companies. So we would show them our own analysis. We show where their portfolio are exposed to these kind of risks. And we try to convince them that they really have to take this into account into the strategy. This is really going to be crucial for the future.
Well, thank you, Lucas. We have come to an end of this second episode of our podcast, Clarity on Real Assets. Thank you, Lucas and Sergei, for sharing your stories today. Do you like to know more on real assets? Then visit our website www.kempe.com for articles, videos, and more on the topic. Thank you for listening and have a great day.